of you feel that changing the Medicare age from 65, the Medicare eligible age from age 65 to age 67 is a good solution? I see about four hands raised. You know, and so I appreciate your answers. Thank you. Because, you know, I have some mixed feelings about that. The baby boomers have been working from a very, very young age. Most of them started quite young. They've been very dedicated, loyal workers, and they have certainly earned the right to Medicare. And I also feel that by changing that to age 67, it's only really sweeping the problem under the rug, because later on, in 2 years, those that are eligible now and could possibly have some preventative care may have missed that opportunity to have the preventative care and now have some serious chronic conditions that could cost more later. So anyway, as we talk about these possible solutions for the government, again, like I said, they're kind of beyond our control. A little bit of good news or bad news, however you want to look at it. The government has said if they do not decrease our fee schedule by 26.5%, then there could be possible increases for certain specialties. So for certain primary care specialties, you could see an increase of 3 to 7%. So that's great news. However, the bad news is that select other specialties will see a decrease. You know, it has to be budget neutral, so anytime that there is an increase or bonus pay, they basically take from Paul to pay Peter. And so, again, we need to think of some strategies to overcome either that 26.5% reduction, and hopefully that will be frozen, and you may only have to deal with the 3 to 7% reduction. But that's still a lot of money in our very challenging economic times as it is. Remember that there are, if you take a look at the next slide, some of the payment changes for 2013 are going to fall under the new Medicare Shared Savings Plan. That's going to be a new abbreviation that we're going to have to add to our list of terminology, the MSSP.